Yo, what up, street talk, street gods, street vlogs, or Kim the House. All right, brave new world of photography AI. So the big idea is AI is kind of the game changer. It's the way that you can amplify and augment your creative vision, and it's not something that could replace us. So the first question is, what is AI? I mean, AI is essentially, you know, a computer program that just takes past information and reassembles it in some sort of coherent way right now. And I think it's wise to think of AI less as Terminator, James Cameron vision. It's more of like, you know, it's actually a lot dumber than we think it is. You know, everyone's like, oh, yeah, AI, the rest of the world's like, yeah, that's what I'm sure what they said with like calculators, you know, smartphones, the abacus, Google, and whatnot. So there's a lot of things that AI is good at. There's a lot of things that AI is very poor at. Essentially, the hilarious thing is AI is actually very poor at critical thinking. It's not that good at fact-checking, and it speaks with too much certainty. It's always going to give you an answer no matter what. And humans, if trained correctly, you know, we could read in between lines, we can see nuance and stuff like that. But essentially, the big idea I have is AI will never be able to appreciate beauty or even posit beauty, what beauty is, because AI cannot be philosophers. AI is just kind of the tool, the technique, the Rs, A-R-S. It's not going to be the final legislator of the future, like Nietzsche says. So the general analogy I have is like the centaur approach. So, you know, apparently there's a lot of chess grandmasters now that essentially just play other chess grandmasters with a laptop. And it's kind of an innovative thought because, you know, human versus human could go far. Human plus laptop, you know, the best chess program on the planet, you essentially become even a more augmented version of yourself. So the centaur is half man, half horse. And that's what we photographers are going to be in the future. We're going to be augmented. I mean, if you think about it, we've already had AI for ever, like anything that has with autofocus, face recognition, blink recognition, whatever. So, you know, the Gibson quote is, the future is already here, but it's not widely distributed yet. We also got the ladies version. Steve Jobs, a computer is a bicycle for the mind. So I recently kind of got into biking, and it's kind of been a game changer because, you know, you could walk somewhere, it might take you an hour. You could bike somewhere, it might take you like 5 or 10 minutes. And so typically, I mean, if done well, human plus computer could achieve more than just human, and certainly just computer by itself. And I think it's kind of hard for people to understand how big of a paradigm shift this is because, you know, at this point, even AI doesn't know what's AI generated. It doesn't, in terms of the Turing test, you know, humans will be fooled whether something is AI or not. But the big thing is, you know, I've been playing a lot with ChatGPT, you know, Grok, AI, stuff like that. ChatGPT doesn't know if it was written by ChatGPT or not. I mean, a human could maybe read in between the lines, but we can never be 100% certain. So some creative ideas that we could use AI. So composition. So help improve me, give me some feedback on the composition of the photo. Use your imagination to imagine better framing. This is through ChatGPT. And it's kind of cool. It spits out, you know, different options in terms of reframing and how to, you know, compose it again. But once again, these are just guides. They're not ultimate, you know, declarations of what's best. And I think this is the big thing is AI is most useful for creative ideation, helping you come up with ideas. So what a human might do, like myself, analyze depth in this photo with colors. I might just, you know, draw over it. It's kind of interesting that what AI will do is create a heat map. So, you know, you could just say, analyze this photo with a heat map. And the more you kind of play with and wrestle it, it just kind of gives you a more unique perspective. So another example, make the composition more creative. And you judge, is it human or AI, right? So this is something I would just do by myself. And, you know, it comes down to the creative prompting. It's like the output is only going to be as good as the input. So, you know, they say poop in, poop out, gold in, gold out. So one creative idea is animating photos. So one of my famous photos. Animated with Grok. And to me, it's kind of amazing because once you breathe life into it, you're essentially playing God at this point. You could... Even subtle things like the people in the background, the waves crashing. And so I think the big idea and the big vision is, you know, it's not going to replace our photos, but you know, like in Harry Potter, the paintings on the wall that move, kind of like the same thing. I think also a very underappreciated thing with AI, especially Grok, imagine, it actually adds audio. All the audio is created by AI. So I think for us photographers, we're mostly visual. The randomness in terms of the audio or the sounds that it could input is actually pretty interesting. Or whether it even be cinematic sound. So some examples of Sora image to video. Uploading an image and then it just kind of thinks of some sort of artsy and fun thing to do. Currently it doesn't allow you to upload photos of humans. So I just use other random examples.
All right, let's try the next one. Looking straight ahead, tell me which is clearer, one or two?
Two's a bit sharper.
Good.
So a big thing to consider is the ethics of AI. So I think this is, you know, a big issue because, you know, humans will always be the determiner of ethics, not AI. And even, you know, I don't know if it's probably not going to be lucrative. I don't even know if you're going to make money off of it. I don't know, maybe. But essentially, I think the role and task of us humans moving forward is determining boundaries and ethics. So, for example, with Grok, you could essentially make somebody look happy, look sad, put them out of context, whatever. I'm sure you could do it with Gemini and all the other tools too. And, you know, there's some different ways to think about the silver rule. Don't do unto others as you don't want others to do unto you. So if you don't want somebody to put you inside a swimming suit, doing a, you know, backflip off a yacht, probably don't do it to other people's. And or, golden rule from Jesus, do unto others as you want others to do unto you. My honest appraisal is probably the most ethical thing you could do is just, if you're animating pictures of other people and you put it out there and, you know, you're uncomfortable with ethics, ultimately just do it to yourself because, you know, you're the one who will ultimately give yourself permission. But it's one of those tricky things where ethics are, you know, obviously gray. I would just say proceed with good faith, you know, don't have malintent. And when in doubt, just keep it to yourself, right? So for example, a street photo that I shot in Berlin a few years ago. A second version with Grok. And yeah, I think these are good examples of pretty, you know, positive ones. Actually very interesting, this Pinocchio nose street photo shot. It actually did a good job of animating the shadow in the background too. All right, so this is actually a really good example. So I shot this in London 2015 with a flash. And the truth is the girl, Laya, is like, oh, you look amazing. Do you mind if I make a portrait of you? And actually the truth is she wasn't really having it. She was, you know, whatever mood. But when I animated the video, you'll see that actually it creates a false version of reality because here in the reality, she actually looks very happy. And so you could see there's obviously biases in AI video generation. You know, you have attractive women, it's probably going to have them doing some sort of like influencer looking dance thing, looking happy. But once again, the ethics of it, right? You could say, look happy, look sad, look excited, look confused. And you could steer it whatever way you want. So the big idea I have is it all comes down to imagination. You want to expand your universe. If you could imagine it, you could dream it, you could expand it, you could make it. Another example of something that's 100% AI, ChatGPT Sora 2 Pro generated. I just did text prompt, Eric Kim shooting GoPro Street Photography New York. The sound, the audio, everything is AI. Nothing in this video is real.
Perfect for contrast. I'm just walking, letting scenes come to me. Yellow hoodie, leading lines. There it is. Reflections are everywhere today. Get low, fill the frame, patience at the crosswalk, layers with people, taxi steam. Click, child jump.
And I think, AI is not a tool for truth seeking, but it could certainly help you be a little more creative. An example of an image that my sister Annette Kim, she added these lines on top of it, and seeing what Grok was able to do, it kind of blew my mind. So for example, things I could never do, you know, I don't know how to animate, have a woman walking while these colors and lines do. Another example of like a Bauhaus Piat Mondrian version that my sister did. And then this is after the animation. So it's really exciting because in the past, we photographers were only constrained to still images. The truth is video will always be more engaging, and once you add the sound, it just opens up new avenues for us. My suggestion is the guiding principle of just having fun with it, is that if you're not having fun with it, you're doing something wrong. And my favorite jazz hands image, you know, first animated it, and then I did some creative prompting saying, oh, doing a backflip, and then it just gets really funny. Look at the dude in the background, like, whoa, her doing a front flip. So there are certain things that AI is not good at right now, is like replicating physics. So the more you kind of play with it and fudge with it, kind of the more interesting results you're going to get. And, you know, a quote that I got from Elon is, you know, essentially what drives Elon is mostly curiosity. And I think this is probably the most like anti-fragile, authentic way you could live your life. You know, not driven by money and X, Y, and Z. But if you're driven by curiosity, it's autotelic, which means it's self-driven, which means there will never be an end to your pursuits. So half the time, I'm just curious and, you know, inserting an image. I was like, what's this gonna happen? Like Forrest Gump says, life like a box of chocolates, you don't know what you're gonna get, right? AI often gets confused. So example of a flash street photo I shot in Tokyo, it actually warps the man and makes her into a woman for some reason. And so to see how AI is not perfect, I think it shows that we humans still have a role in society, right? Other things that AI could be helpful for is like choosing your best photos. So uploading it to Grok or ChatGPT, you know, putting the little paperclip button or adding these, just asking which ones are the best and why. And they'll give you suggestions like, oh, you know, we think it's the bull and the running child because the silhouette, the backlighting, the second place is the staring eyes, double portrait. And it's once again, one of those things where, you know, it just gives you suggestions. Ultimately, you, the human agent, are going to be the one who decides, but at least it gives you some creative ideation. Don't forget Steve Jobs, think different. I think it's also a good chance for creativity in AI right now because everyone's, you know, so negative about it. Ironically enough, like most of the people I know who are like, you know, older in their 60s and 70s, they're actually like super bad. My mom's on ChatGPT all day. And it's the younger generation that somehow has become a little more jaded. But once again, think different, try something new. Even Jeff Bezos, every day is day one or day zero. So always have new insights. Prompt, make the composition more creative. Add a smoke and a grid. Animating it. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. I mean, I would have obviously never thought of something like this. Make the composition more creative. Make an image like dude's face popping out of the wall with a hole. That's kind of cool. And also a big thought I had, you know, this is a philosophical thought. So I think that the future, or what is it that man truly desires? I think it's two things. It's beauty and power. Power could be a metaphor for anything. But beauty, I think we artists, we creators, we desire beauty, to create beauty, to have beautiful offspring with beautiful women or men, whatever you're into, right? And even the environments we live in, the artwork we create, the films we produce, it all comes down to beauty. And now the question is, can AI see what is beautiful or not? So I asked ChatGPT, is beautiful or not? And it said, yes, not in a soft sentimental way, but in a stark cinematic, almost mythic way. This isn't decorative beauty, it's quiet power. And so once again, AI is not gonna give you the answers, but it could just give you some interesting insights. So imagine, this is a black and white, Tri-X 400 push to 1600 Photoshop to see. I'm like, I wonder if this will do a good job animating the water. Let's see. That's actually really beautiful and calming. I love it. Other things that AI could be done is not to be morose, to be happier, to make us happier. So a photo of a lady in Hanoi who's like 90 years old still making dresses. Yeah, to capture that enthusiasm, that excitement, that puts me in a good mood. So seeking beauty, once again, driven by curiosity. When you prompt the AI, make more beautiful, what does it do? It actually did a good job. Like, it took my black and white photo. It added this beautiful sunset, added the skyscrapers in the background. And, it's not real, but I don't care. I still think it looks beautiful. And I think that's the big thing, is in the future, it's going to be less about authenticity. Is it real or not? Is it fake or not? Nobody cares anymore. It's, is it beautiful or not? AI principles. So iteration, typically the first or second time you do it, it's not gonna be very satisfactory. So essentially what you wanna do is quote unquote wrestle with it. You keep jabbing at it, you keep responding to it. And the great thing with AI is it doesn't have an ego. It's not going to say no. It's always gonna give you a response. So you just have to keep wrestling with it, pinging it back and forth and seeing what it does. So this is actually kind of interesting. So I took one of my photos that I shot in Sapa and I said, help me reimagine this photo, composing it more differently. And it proposed like a very interesting idea. It's like, oh, this like hole through the face of the bull. I'm like, I would have never imagined that composition. And even more interesting, animated, the kid running through the dirt. You can hear it, you can see the kid running. Like that's very cinematic. I'm like, kind of blows my mind. It's panning. Never in a trillion years could I have imagined this myself. Evolution. So as I'm doing this presentation, everything's already outdated already. AI is being updated like on the daily, on the weekly. And so, you just have to keep rolling with it. And what's kind of nice is when you input an image, you make it a video, animate, edit, they'll never be the same result twice. It's kind of like real life. It's actually kind of exciting. Different settings you could do in Grok, make it longer, change the resolution. And sometimes what I like about what the video does, it kind of defies physics. It kind of does fun and wacky things like that. And so I think that's kind of the frontier, is that where it doesn't actually follow the traditional laws of physics. Here it's actually where, Grok actually reimagined the picture as a different composition. Man's a little bit more centered. This is kind of fun. And also the reason why we photographers still have a good, task is, even the fastest AI is still pretty slow. It'll take you like a minute or two or 30 seconds to make it. A photograph will take half a second. So ultimately, you as an artist, you could be on ChatGPT or Grok for like 12 hours a day. But up until you know how to most effectively utilize your time, that's actually the true limiting factor. And so the new currency for us artists, both for ourselves and our audience, is essentially time, attention, currency. Seeing differently. So once again, different ideas for different compositions, different versions that I would have never thought of, different positionings. So is it wise to upload a bunch of photos to AI or do it one by one? Ultimately, I think it's easier to do one by one, because when you do too much at once, you kind of end up you know, being befuddled and a little bit confused or distracted. So one by one is typically easier. But you could upload a bunch of photos at once, propose creative new ways to compose these. The future of art, other use cases, photo culling and curation. So AI is also kind of useful in terms of uploading several images and saying, oh, which one is the best and why? Or uploading your top 5 street photos and saying, which 2 would you put in an exhibit and then why? And once again, it just kind of gives you ideas. AI is actually interesting. It's kind of like us humans. It's always in a process of beginning. And the reason why I'm more interested in AI than other things is, you know, let's say you buy a new car. The second you buy, it's already outdated. But with AI, you know, you're paying for the subscription, obviously. However, it's always being updated with new models. So it's always so exciting. And I think that just, you know, waking up in the morning and seeing what new it could do is actually very motivational. This is like a photo of me in Hanoi and says, oh, make this Kodak Portrait 400. Even animating it. I'm like, whoa, that's kind of weird because that's, you know, it kind of looks like me, but it's not me. Which is kind of funny because, I mean, I think the way that I've been using ChatGPT, and okay, so the quick rundown, Gemini is good for like coding and stuff. It's not really good for art. ChatGPT is a good all-rounder for information, whatever. Grok, Grok Imagine, Grok Image to Video is actually probably the best for creativity. It's also the least censored. But ultimately, the big idea I want to share with you is AI is you. Is, you know, it's not your assistant, it is you. It's an augmented you. And even the way I tried to program ChatGPT is I have it tried to talk like how I would talk. And, you know, fortunately, I have a big web presence, already knows what my style and my voice is. So try to program or approach the AI as if it's an augmented you. And what changes? What doesn't change? The technology will always change, right? So even if you think about art photography, it went from like oil to acrylics to photography to, you know, film, 35mm, medium format, large format, you know, digital photography, iPhone cameras, DSLRs, mirrorless. And, you know, now we got AI, there's going to be different versions of AI. And so all the technology will keep changing, but what doesn't change? It's our curiosity, our desire to create beautiful things. So don't worry too much about the technology. Focus more on the motivating, thing, which is art. So this is also another thing that's kind of interesting, is that it can actually add some sort of narrative.
Can you believe this crowd? I know, it's crazy. Let's hurry. My meeting's soon. This way.
So several things which are interesting. First, I shot this in Korea. Both the girls are Korean. And when Grok animated it, it made it into like some sort of Eastern European Caucasian lady. So I thought that was kind of fun.
Can you believe this crowd? I know, it's crazy. Let's hurry. My meeting's soon. This way.
The background is like surprisingly good. Also another big paradigm shift and thought to have is ultimately when it comes down to it, it's not even about truth anymore. It's about beauty. It's, you know, all the information is fake. All the news is fake. All the fake data is being trained on other fake data. Even the real news is all fake news too. And so I think for us artists, philosophers, creators, seeking beauty is more important than truth, because if you think about this deeply philosophically, you know, there are certain things which are beautiful, which are artificial, right? You know, also similarly, there are certain things which are natural, which are ugly. And so for us, you know, brave new philosophers of the future, our task is seeking beauty in terms of creating beauty, understanding it, and thinking about it. And isn't this what art is all about? It's creating your own version of reality. It's not creating the real world as it is. I've actually often found that the high contrast, black and white, whether film or film simulation images, end up becoming very important. So why does this all matter? I think, you know, people say AI is cheating, but I'm sure once upon a time when everyone had a horse and buggy, they said the automobile was cheating. Now, you know, self-driving cyber trucks, right? And so it's not about cheating or not. It's more about leverage. It's more about time conservation, energy conservation, and just creativity. I mean, think about a five-year-old child. They're not inhibited by any sort of prejudices, and I don't think you should either. So this video is actually super interesting because at the end of the video, you know, he takes off the mask, and actually in some ways the AI then helps humanize the video, and this was done with Grok. And so it helps you think of not just the photograph as a photograph, but once again, the surrounding world behind it. Taking your really, really old stuff from like 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago and then upcycling it and seeing what the AI do is also another way to breathe new life into it. So one of my photos from 2011, yeah, it's just kind of having fun. And ultimately, the big thought I have at the very end is, why not? I think, you know, we're living in a brave new times, a brave new world is calling for you. And so rather than being afraid of the fire, learn how to harness the fire, you know, heat your house, cook some food, power the automobile. And also in a similar way, let the AI augment you.